All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the University of Kansas a few days ago found their next head football coach as they have turned to Les Miles. Now, Miles has a career record of 141 and 55 in both of his stops along the way. Of course, he was once the head coach at Oklahoma State, and then, of course, more famously at LSU. Now, at LSU, Miles won a national championship to go along with a pair of SEC titles. And in spite of that success that Miles had at LSU, he was never fully embraced, in my opinion, by the folks in Baton Rouge. And I think the success of Alabama and Nick Saban really helped that. I mean, let's not forget it. Miles took over for Saban in 2005 when Saban decided to become the head coach of the Miami Dolphins in the NFL. And then when Saban came back to the SEC and to Alabama in 2007, eventually he overtook LSU in that SEC West. And, you know, the folks there never really forgave him for that. It also didn't help that LSU went to the national championship game in 2011, and then they lost to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And then, of course, not only did they lose, they were shut out. So, I mean, you look at Miles, he's never had a losing season at LSU. Only two seasons finished where his team wasn't ranked in the top 25. That just gives you an idea of the consistency that he had. And on top of that, this guy was 62 and 28 in SEC play. Now, the things you have to ask yourself, can Miles have that type of success with a Kansas program that has not made a bowl game since 2008? You look at the tough sledding that Kansas has to deal with in the Big 12 alone. You have to face the likes of Oklahoma, Texas, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, and TCU each year just to get things started. Miles is now 65 years of age, and I guarantee you on the recruiting trail, other head coaches are going to use his age against him. On top of that, the Kansas program has not, you know, been a hotbed as far as getting talent to the next level or getting quality recruits consistently overall. And this is something that Miles has to deal with. But with all of that said, Les Miles is not a guy that I want to write off. You know, one thing that you can say about Kansas going forward, they're going to play hard. They're going to run the football, and they're going to play solid D. He's not going to get the recruits like he did at LSU. Even if Miles is able to have some success at Kansas, it simply is not going to happen there as far as getting the recruits. But this team will be fundamentally sound, and they're going to have to go out there. They're going to fight, scrap, and claw. And, you know, I think if Kansas can win two Big 12 conference games next season under Miles, I think that'll be a step in the right direction. I mean, you look at it. In 2015, Kansas failed to win a game. They went 2-10 in 2016. They went 1-11 last year, and this year they're 3-8. They've spent the money in the past, you know, to try to get some coaches with some quote-unquote cachet in there. It didn't work out for Turner Gill. It darn sure didn't work out for Charlie Weiss, and they haven't had any success since they parted with Mark Mangino in 2009. So I'm not going to write him off. He will be fighting an uphill battle in Lawrence and in the Big 12 Conference. But I'll tell you, if there's anybody, and I mean anybody, who can make Kansas respectable, it's the Mad Hatter. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still Contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.